Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and I am the creator of hundreds of powerful guided meditations and visualizations for rewiring your brain, connecting with and working with the infinite energy of the universe, tapping into the personal empowerment that already resides within you. You will find all of these in my membership, The Healing Sanctuary, which you will find through a link in my episode notes. And I'm going to tell you more about it at the end of today's talk, because I want to dive right into what I'm here to talk about today, which was a journey I went on of 100 days of happiness. I originally thought about doing this years ago when I saw somebody post it on Instagram, "Can I be happy for 100 days?" And they were going to post something every day of something that brought them joy or put a smile on their face. And I thought, yeah, I want to do that too. I need that. And I only made it through a couple days. I think I did a couple weeks before I just abandoned it. And it wasn't until I actually went back to it and completed the 100 days that I understood why I had not been able to finish it before. So before I start talking about this journey of 100 days, I want to share that this is not something I did because I am a naturally happy person. I have to work at my happiness, my self-talk. I have spent years, and I would even say decades of my life, struggling with depression, anxiety, negative self-talk. And I even did an episode last week about learning a new technique for quickly pulling myself out of a negative downward spiral. And this is well after I had completed the 100 days of happiness. So if you're somebody who feels like happiness just doesn't come easily to you, or you're not in a good place and you're thinking this is not something that I would want to do or that would be beneficial to me, I totally understand. And I hope you'll stick with me for a little bit, because even if you never do this, I learned some really powerful stuff about how I value my own existence, how I show up in the world, about comparison, and really just knowing my own self. I went through this journey just wanting to feel better, because when I began this, I was not in a good place myself. I was really struggling with what we often call the shadow self. I had been, at the time I started this, really looking into the things that are my blocks, my resistance, my limiting beliefs, my limiting stories, my really hurtful things I tell myself that just kept looping. And I began to look them in the face and say, I don't want to live this way anymore. I want to move out of this space that feels comfortable, but that is also holding me back from living the life that I want to be living. And so as I began to dig into some really deep, dark feelings like shame and deep fear and really traumatic things from my past, it really did feel like a lot of darkness was rising up into my conscious awareness, and it was rising up so ultimately it could release. But as this darkness was rising up, I did kind of feel myself getting lost in it. Like, it was hard to see the light on the other side of it that I was moving towards. And at the same time, there was a lot of stuff going on personally in my personal life that was causing me a lot of stress that I had no control over. Things happening with people who I love who were directly affecting me and causing me a lot of stress, a lot of worry. And ultimately, we got to the other side of that also. But so as you can see, I did not start my 100 days of happiness because everything was going great. It was the opposite. I was neck deep in my own struggles and really wanting to pull myself out of it. So that was where I began, was just kind of a really strong desire within myself to shift my focus off of these things that weren't working and that didn't feel good. And so I felt very strongly in myself. I felt like that intuitive guidance from a higher place, that nudge from beyond that was telling me, this is important, do this. And so I just began spontaneously. I made a post one day and I said, I am going to do 100 days of happiness and post something every day. Now, if you at the end of this episode decide that you would like to do 100 days of happiness, you don't have to do it on social media, but I do think that there is a big benefit to it, which I'm going to get to, which is in just sharing who you are and feeling comfortable with being you, with what you like. And so you can definitely do this without posting, without putting it out there in a public way, but for a little bit different experience, definitely do it on social media, and then you're going to have people looking, so it can also help with that accountability factor. The further along I got, the more I was like, okay, people have seen me post this now for 20 days, 30 days, 60 days. Like, there was a point where it was like, I'm not going to stop now because I have so many people who I just kind of felt like were on the journey with me. And even after I stopped, I actually had people tell me that they really enjoyed watching me post every day because it helped them to think about what makes me happy. What are the little things in my day right here and now that are making me happy? I started my 100 Days of Happiness on October 24th, 2023. So it's been almost 6 months since I made that first post. As I record this, I had completed this journey a couple of months ago. So these reflections I'm sharing aren't coming like the day I ended, but a couple months later. And I'm glad that I ended up not making a podcast episode about it right away, because I have some things to share about what I continue to learn and what's been unfolding for me since I stopped. So I started on October 24th with just a really simple post. It was a carousel. Like, if you're on Instagram, you can post several photos of my cat, a rosebud, dewdrops on a leaf that had fallen because it was autumn. I had a picture of my dog, and there was a couple of other little things, but I just filled the whole carousel with these little moments of happiness. And this would be a theme throughout my 100 days, is it was all of these little things that I don't pay attention to, that I don't really give my awareness to, that I don't put any appreciation on, even though they do make me happy. I just kind of tune them out and I exist in this oftentimes neutral, sometimes what feels like numb state of just kind of existing. And in that state of just existing, the reason I'm not looking at these things that make me happy is one thing I learned through this 100 days of happiness is how much I believe my happiness resides in the future. It is a goalpost that I'm always moving forward. When I get that, when I get that, when I get that, that's when I'll feel happy. When I have this, when I'm experiencing that, when this has happened, when that is no longer happening. There are all these things that I had convinced myself were reasons I couldn't be really happy right here and now. And so because belief is everything, and belief shapes our perspective of what we're looking for, it shapes our confirmation bias of what we're going to choose to notice in our lives. Because I didn't believe happiness was here, I didn't look for it. I didn't see it. And so it really shocked me how much in my life does make me happy. But I had to accept that these things are here now, and that I am worthy of this happiness here and now. It isn't a future goal. It isn't something that I'm going to be earning through achievement or through changing something in my internal or external reality. And so when I began with that post of little things, I would say that moment in itself was a big turning point for me of, here are the things right here and now that make me happy. It's not $1 million. I didn't just win the lottery. It wasn't that something huge happened in my career. I didn't start a new relationship. It was my cat, a beautiful flower in the yard, morning dew on a leaf that had fallen on the sidewalk. These things genuinely made me happy, and I only noticed it because I had kind of forced myself to look. I had forced myself to say, what is here now? There is happiness here now. What do you see? And it was just like, it's everywhere. I mean, that really was a sense of just like, whoa, I have had a perspective on myself and my life that is not accurate of what's happening. Things are going so much better than I realize, but it was little things. And this was another big thing that I realized during this journey, was that there is so much in my life that makes me happy, but it wasn't things that I felt would maybe impress other people or be what other people want. I didn't have a lot of stuff that other people have, and so therefore I didn't value what makes me happy. I don't have a new car. I don't have my own house. I don't have the career success I would like to have. And because I don't have those things and other people do, it really activated an insecurity in me, a deep self-consciousness that blocked me from seeing this happiness in my life, these things that make me happy. I really had attached so much of my happiness to external validation. When people see this and they are impressed with it, that will make me happy. When people see this and they realize that I've really achieved something, then I will allow myself to be happy. And so looking around every day I posted a little thing, and I just really learned what makes me happy. And what I found during the first part of this journey, I would say I learned the most in the first 50 days. What I found during that time was, I honestly don't know what makes me happy. I feel it, but I am not aware of it, and I don't allow myself to acknowledge it, because again, I don't think it's what would make other people happy. I don't think other people would find it interesting. There were several days throughout this journey when I just posted a picture of a cup of coffee, and I was like, this is what makes me happy. This is what's making me happy in this moment. But that was something that I never thought about, as I can look at this and feel happy and satisfied with my life, because I didn't think that that's something other people would be find interesting. And so as I began the journey, what I really wanted was these big things for people to be looking at and seeing in my life. I wanted to dazzle people and share this spectacular life that I was living. And I definitely felt very self-conscious for the first probably 30 days. I mean, it was a very big discomfort for a long time as I was posting, because I really felt like I don't have enough. I am not enough. That was an ongoing theme for me throughout this 100 days, is I am not enough. And it really forced me to feel not just happy with my life, but comfortable with it, and to value these little things because they are life. Like, let's say that I really did start to get a lot of big stuff. Let's say there was just this miraculous turnaround and hundreds of thousands of dollars started to pour in, and I did get that new car, get that new house. Okay, well, those are things that aren't going to be happening every day. Those are moments that are kind of interspersed throughout these little moments of happiness. Life is still going to be built for the most part from these little moments of happiness. And if I did start to get really big things, then they wouldn't feel so exciting. They wouldn't still feel like a big thing lighting up my world. And if I really needed those to feel happy, that is how we get into that space of always needing more. It's never enough. Of how people just never feel satisfied. Like when you look at rich people and they still want more money, it's because there is that sense of, this isn't enough. I am not enough. It's coming from that comparison that we are all raised with, that really tells us that the little things aren't enough, that you need something big in order to feel like you are worthy. And so as I was posting a little thing every day, it was like one day I put on this really cozy scarf and it made me so happy. There was a day when I ate a cupcake, and literally that was my moment of happiness, this cupcake. And it really just shifted my perspective in a powerful way of what is making up my life, what is making me happy, what is going to make me happy and fulfilled going forward. Like, as I said, even if I got these really big things in my day-to-day existence, what is it that fills me with happiness and joy? And as I went through this journey, one thing I found was it isn't about having a whole day be happy. It's not about trying to convince myself that nothing bad happens or is ever going to happen again. There were some really bad days in there. And on one of them, I was just overwhelmed with all of those things I talked about in the beginning, my inner struggles, my external struggles with things I couldn't control of people in my life. And I felt myself really going to a dark place. And I told myself, there is happiness in this day. I will find it. And what I wanted to find was just a moment of happiness. I wanted to be realistic, honor what I was feeling, not turn this into toxic positivity where I'm like, hey, every day can be a great day. It was not a great day. I was having a crap day and I didn't want to overpower that. I wanted to honor what I was feeling, but look for something within the darkness that was a light, because I knew there was a light in there. And so on this day where I was just really struggling, I forced myself to look for happiness, to choose to see something good in this day and to not just drown in it and fall deeper and deeper into where I'm only seeing the negative. So I drove over to the river. It's about 20 minutes away, and just getting out and driving helped. That in itself really showed me how powerfully I can take control of things when I am actively participating in my own life and not just bouncing along, like kind of like letting the tide push me wherever it wants to, but I became an active participant in that moment. And that was new for me. I often feel powerless to depression, anxiety, overwhelm, stress. And so to choose, I'm going to look for something different, was extremely new and different for me. And I drove to the river and I was there. I didn't feel really better, but I just kind of was going along with it, like, let's see what's here. And prior to this, when I'm having a bad day or things are not going well, I would feel almost wrong or guilty for wanting to look for a moment of happiness in it. It can often feel like we're not allowed to, that we need to be fully with what's happening. And you know what? You are allowed to feel better. You don't have to aim to feel great. And like I said, it's not about making the whole day great. But you are allowed to feel relief. You are allowed to look at what is going right when so much is not going well. Because when you put your attention on that one thing going right, things just work out so much better. You just free up so much energy. It just really helped me to see how much well-being can be brought in when I do make a choice to look at the one thing going right. So I went down to the river and it was a windy day. So the water was rippling a lot and there was light and shadows playing on it. And I was really enjoying watching this. It just felt so peaceful to watch the light play in the shadows and to watch how it was reflecting on the sediment below the water. It was making these really cool reflections on the ground, and the wind was blowing through the trees. And as I stayed out there, I began to feel better. And I shared what I was feeling, and I was totally honest. I didn't go into, because as I said, I was posting this on social media. So I didn't go into it and say, here's something that made me happy. I'm still on my journey of happiness. I said, I'm having a really bad day. I'm having a terrible day, and I am looking for this little moment of happiness in it. And I found it here with this moment that just gave me relief and helped me to take a deep breath and feel better. And I shared it exactly as it was happening. I didn't try to make it seem like, now that I've started this, everything's going great and I'm happy all the time. Like, I definitely had bad days and I was honest about that. And I was realistic about the fact that a lot of times it was looking for a moment in the day and knowing that that moment can change everything and just help everything to flow better. It's not going to fix everything. It might not even make me feel overall better, but it just really, like I said, helps to bring in some fresh energy, helps me to look for solutions. It helps me to just not continue to spiral down, but to at least hit the brakes and say, we're stopping here and we're going to stay here until it gets better. Now, after I had this day, this was early in the journey. This was day 5 where I went to the river and was having a really terrible day. After that was when I began to start each day thinking, I wonder what happiness I'll find today. And I began to anticipate something happy or good happening in my day. Now, this was totally new for me. I am someone who has always felt kind of just weighed down by a sense of worry and fear and anxiety. And so much of my upbringing taught me to be on guard for what is the worst that can happen, to be prepared for the worst, to expect things not to go the way I want, to not be positive. I was not taught to think positive, to expect positive outcomes. And so this made me aware of how I start my day almost on guard, like putting my armor on for what's going to happen today. What do I need to prepare myself for? What do I need to worry about? What's the worst that could happen? And so to start each day thinking, I wonder what good thing will happen today, was just like mind-blowing to me, because like I said, I have spent a lot of time feeling very depressed and anxious, and to start to realize that I could change my thoughts, I could look at things different, was something that I didn't know that I could do. It felt like you either are a happy person or you're not. You're positive or you're not. And I felt like an old dog learning a new trick. Like I was really relearning how to look at life, how to approach a day, how to be open to good things, to things working out. And so I would start each day and wonder, I wonder what I'm going to post today. And that in itself changed how everything in my life was unfolding for me. I had never before started a day and thought, something good is going to happen today. I was thinking of all of the things that could go wrong, all of the things I needed to worry about. On day 30 of my journey, in my caption, I wrote that I had not expected to make it to 30 days because I had been so uncomfortable every day. And this showed me a lot too, that I am comfortable in my negativity, in my worry, in my fear. Feeling happy, allowing happiness in, really did challenge my own sense of comfort. And it's a funny thing because we think that we all would be naturally comfortable in happiness, but this was just an energy I wasn't used to being in all the time. And we are comfortable in the energy that we have been immersed in for the most amount of time. And so for me, most of my life was immersed in a sense of anxiety. I'm not safe, of discomfort, of feeling alone, feeling into all the things that didn't make me happy. There was a lot of chaos in my house growing up. And so to dwell in this happiness, to dwell in a sense of safety and in positive expectation really made me uncomfortable. And it made me uncomfortable, like I said, to be posting those little things of coffee, a scarf, my cat. I felt uncomfortable with that. I also felt uncomfortable posting every day. I'm not used to that. It made me really uncomfortable to show up every day and say, I exist. Here I am. This is me. This is what I'm feeling today. This is something that makes me happy today. To just show up as me really made me uncomfortable, and I really wanted to stop. For the most part, I have used my Instagram for my business, for things like sharing this podcast, sharing my membership, inspiring quotes. And so for me to just show up as me, unvarnished, armor down, was so uncomfortable. I felt like I was just sharing me in a very unguarded way. And it really did challenge me probably the most to just keep showing up as me with these things that make me happy, with these little moments from my daily life. And I have always felt uncomfortable being seen and heard. I have always wanted to shrink down to feel safe, to retreat into the shadows and let somebody else step forward. And so this was probably the first time in my life that I really felt like I stepped into a leading role in my own life. This was probably the first time that I really stopped being a supporting character in my own life. And I stepped forward and said, this is me. This is the story of my life, one little moment at a time. And my gosh, for those, I mean, I would say the most discomfort was in the first week, and it just did not go down until I reached 30 days. And as is often said, it takes 30 days to rewire something in your brain, to create a new habit, to start to reprogram those stories, those beliefs. And so around day 30 was when I did start to feel that discomfort going down, to feel a kind of sense of, yeah, I can do this. I was still uncomfortable. It was still very challenging to me to really show up, to really be seen, to really be seen as me, and to be seen in this way that to me did feel like it wasn't enough, but that it was me. That was really challenging. By day 50, I was starting to feel better. I was starting to feel comfortable with what I was doing. There was a sense of certainty that I can do this. And I could feel these things taking root within me. I could feel my mind kind of rewiring, my beliefs really changing, my outlook changing, my energy changing, how I dealt with stress got better. And so that was something that really, really wasn't something I was expecting. I wanted to just feel better. This whole journey was, I want to feel better. I want to feel happy. I want to feel relief. And I didn't expect this to change how I dealt with stress. I didn't expect it to really help me to manage my feelings better. I didn't expect it to help me feel more secure in myself, because I really did have to keep showing up as me. I had no tricks, no magic tricks that I could use to dazzle anyone or to put forward that wasn't me. There was no mask. There was no hiding me. And so as much as it made me uncomfortable and did challenge me to want to retreat further, ultimately, I felt better about myself, of just more comfortable as myself in my own skin. And I had not expected that. I hadn't expected this to really make me feel a deeper sense of security with my own self and who I am and with what I actually like. As I had said earlier, I didn't even know what really makes me happy before I started this. I only knew what I thought either made other people happy or would feel impressive and interesting to other people. And so I began to know myself in a way I never had before. I began to really know my inner self. The self that is just naturally me. It also really did make me aware of how much I look for the negative, how much I am expecting the worst, and how that had felt so comfortable, and how I really had to learn through this to feel worthy of this happiness. I had to keep reminding myself over and over, I'm allowed to feel happy. I'm allowed to feel good. I am meant to feel happy. I am safe in this happiness. Another thing I learned, which was what I posted at the end, was that I have often told myself that one step after another will change your life and is life-changing. This was probably the first time I could see it in a concrete, tangible, measurable way, where I took one small step every day and continued to build this kind of happiness muscle, this positive expectation muscle. And as I was so uncomfortable in the beginning, it was hard to see what was happening. It was hard to see that this was really changing me in ways that were gonna transform the rest of my life. And so because it was one little thing after another, it wasn't really until towards the end that I could see how much had changed within me and how powerful it is to take one step after another. It wasn't these really big, like, magnificent things happening. I didn't have a really big awakening. I didn't feel a sense of myself transforming. It was just like a flower opening its rose petal slowly. And it really showed me that you can't always see what's happening, but if you keep going, something incredible will happen. And it made me wonder what would happen if I did other journeys like this, if I did 100 days of courage or 100 days of abundance. What would change in my mind and in my life? And it really reinforced to me that one step after another, no matter how small, really adds up to something big and transformative. And we often underestimate that. We often are looking for that big leap, that big momentous awakening or aha. And this really was one little thing after another until I felt like the caterpillar that had transformed into the butterfly. There was no moment where a switch flipped. It was all just gradually progressing in a really powerful way. On day 60 of this journey, I was in the middle of the Christmas holiday, you know, kind of the peak of winter. And this is a time that's usually so hard for me. It's usually a time when that depression will really get to me. The stress will really get to me. I just feel so worn down. And it was really amazing to me how much smoother and easier I was able to navigate this time. I think that was the point at which I could really see the results the most, because that's when I usually struggle the most, particularly with those dark days. I really struggle through the darkness of winter. And I think a lot of people experience this too, that winter can just be a really hard time on us mentally and physically. And to feel myself passing through that with an ease and a grace that I'd never felt before was just something that showed me something is happening. Something big is happening. There were also other little things that were just kind of happening on their own during this time. I began to create a Sunday ritual where I would go to my favorite coffee shop and read and journal and just enjoy the day. Enjoy a moment of infusing the end of the week, transitioning to the new week with positive energy. And I didn't have this sense of just everything kind of blurring into itself. I really started to nourish myself in new ways. I started to tune into, again, those things that really made life enjoyable to me. And I didn't just stay in that sense of just waiting for something to happen. I think that was maybe one of the biggest things, is I didn't realize before how much I'm waiting for something outside of me to bring that happiness to me. I began to seek it out, to make my own rituals, my own routines, to turn to the things that fill me from within, and to allow myself to do that and to stop waiting for someone and something to come along and fill me with that fulfillment and that satisfaction. I also, during this journey, got so much better at listening to myself. At one point during this journey, I had been talking to a producer about taking one of my Christmas scripts and potentially producing it for Hallmark. And in the beginning, I felt like this was a really great offer, that we were going to work really well together. But as it went along, I started to feel like there was maybe some deception here, that maybe I was being taken advantage of. And I just had this gut feeling, this isn't right. This isn't right. And I had gotten so used to listening to myself that I ended up turning it down. And this is something that I would not have done before. I would have been too afraid to listen to that inner voice that's saying, trust me, I know you. Trust me, I have your best interest at heart. And I had a lot of anxiety around it when I said no, because I was so unused to really just honoring myself, listening to myself, trusting myself. But then afterwards, I felt a huge sense of relief and I knew it was the right thing to do. So that was another thing that really came up for me during this time, was I really began to listen to myself and to honor that inner self in a way that I had not before, and in a way that deepened that confidence that I've been talking about. I really just began to really feel connected to myself and to believe that somewhere inside of me, I know what I'm doing. Somewhere inside of me, I am capable and I trust myself. Okay, right now, I made a note here to read the caption from day 99. So let me pull up my Instagram, where you can still see a lot of these posts, but I took some of them down because I didn't feel that they all needed to be up there. Okay, here is what I wrote on day 99 when I was nearing the end of my journey. Good morning. Today is day 99 of my happiness journey. It has changed me in ways I never expected. It has shown me how powerful it is to intentionally focus on something and look for it, even when I don't see evidence for 100 days. It makes me wonder what would happen if I focused on my courage or my value or my inner peace for 100 days. What would I find within me? The other day, I scrolled back through all my happiness posts. It gave me the best feeling, and I can't describe exactly what it was. It was something more than happy, like a feeling of bliss and joy for my existence. I've never felt that so deeply before. I exist. I am part of this whole life experience. All the things I love, big and small, make me me. And that's worth celebrating. That is beautiful. And that is day 99, which was a much more profound post than what I put on day 100, which was I took my two nieces to the library, and that was the end. And I had expected to do more, but I felt really tired, and I don't want to say drained of energy, but like it was time to now go within. I felt it was time to step back now and just let myself integrate everything that had happened. And I ended up taking a social media break after I posted that last post. I was really, at that point, really good at listening to that inner voice. And it was saying, it's time to be quiet now. It's time to come within for a little bit. And after I finished, I went into an even deeper space of healing than I've ever been in before. I really released some stuff that I really felt I would never let go of. I made peace with things I never felt I would make peace with. I brought in this forgiveness that I never expected I would. I let go of these really deep, painful wounds that have been with me since childhood. And it just felt like it was kind of happening organically, like a fountain rising up from within me and just rinsing it all away. And I found myself seeing things for myself I never have before, asking for things I never have before. My dreams got bigger and brighter. It really did change my inner landscape in ways that continued to unfold as I went into that quiet space. It was like an outline to a painting had been made, and now it was being filled in with color. And I could actually see what I had been doing, what I had been painting within myself. And when I came back to social media, I felt comfortable with myself in a way I never have before. I felt comfortable sharing my podcast and my work. And even though my Instagram has kind of returned to being a place where I talk about my podcast and my packages and my meditations, there was this weight that had kind of been lifted off of me. Before, when I would talk about that stuff, I always felt this, I don't know what I would call it, but this resistance. It just, this fear that I was asking something of people, that I wasn't allowed to share the work that I feel so much pride in, that I feel so, that can offer so much value to people. I felt like I was taking up people's time and energy, even though I had something to share that I really felt could help somebody to feel better, to feel relief in the way I've needed to feel relief throughout my life. I just felt a doubt and a sense that I wasn't allowed to do this. That had lifted off of me, and I just felt kind of excited to share who I am and what I've created. Now, all of that being said, I had taken a social media break for a couple months, and at the same time, when I came back, I really wanted to have something big to share. I wanted to share something exciting. I wanted to share that screenplay that I had turned down the opportunity for had now sold. I wanted big, exciting news. I wanted to say that I'd bought that new car, and I wanted all of that. And so it showed me that even though I have rewired so much of my mind, those things that are telling me I'm not enough are still there. They're still being worked on. I still do comparison. I still feel like not enough. And I wouldn't say this is really surprising, because a lot of times these things are just layered so deep within us that we do have to keep coming back to them and digging them out in deeper and more meaningful ways. And so it surprised me that I had these two kind of really big opposite things happening at the same time. I feel better about myself, but also I still am struggling with those insecurities and those things that make me feel like not enough. But the thing was, I could see it quickly. And before I had started this journey, I know I would have never seen it. I would have never come to a moment where I said, wait a minute, am I trying to impress people? Am I looking for external validation? I would have just stayed stuck in the feeling of I'm not enough. And I wouldn't have stopped and said, wait a minute, I can come back as me, and that's enough. I can come back and share what little thing is happening in my day that fills me with happiness, and that's enough. And that's exactly what I did. I came back and I shared when I was taking a walk in the park, and I said, hey, it's me. I've been taking a social media break, but everything's great. And then the next day I shared a book I was reading, and then I made a graphic of like a graphic design thing. And this is something I had really enjoyed doing when I started my Instagram account. And I kind of forgot how much I liked to just play with art and color. And so I just made this thing that made me happy. And it was a post with the words, today I will believe in myself because, and then in the caption I wrote, because I am a divine being with a divine purpose that I know and feel in my heart. I am a divine being whose breath is a sacred exchange with the universe. I know, deep inside, that my existence is proof of my worthiness. With every beat of my heart today, I will pulse as one with all this worthiness, divinity, and sacred knowledge. Repeat after me, I believe in myself. I believe in myself. I believe in myself. And it just felt so good to share that and feel like I was sharing so authentically, sharing my voice, sharing who I am, sharing in a way that felt fun. It felt fun to share that. I felt like myself in a way I haven't in a long time. And so I think that's everything I want to say about this journey of 100 Days of Happiness. I hope I helped to show you that 100 Days of Happiness isn't for people who are just naturally always positive and happy. I mean, it can definitely be that way, but if you're already happy, you probably wouldn't be thinking about going on this journey, because you already are looking at what makes you happy. And even after I concluded my 100 days, I continued to take photos of little moments that made me happy and just let my phone fill up with these happiness photos, not with the intention of sharing them, but just because it feels so good to scroll back through and say, look at this stuff that filled my life with joy, especially in those times when it really is hard to find that relief, to find that deep breath, to find the feeling that things are okay and I'm going in the right direction. So that concludes my journey of 100 Days of Happiness. Thank you so much for listening. And if you are one of the people who followed along on Instagram, thank you so much. It meant so much to me. It wasn't seen by a lot of people. When I was making these posts, I think I had 7 or 8 likes on average per day. Like, this wasn't reaching a lot of people. My posts were definitely not hitting the sweet spot of the algorithm. And so thank you to the people who were reached by my post. It made me so happy, and it helped me to keep going through something that was so life-changing, but so challenging at times, so really challenging my entire sense of self and how I show up in the world. So I just want to finish by circling back to the Healing Sanctuary, the membership. This is the Healing Sanctuary, the podcast. In the membership, it's only $5 a month for tier one, and it is some of the most incredible healing work I have ever made. If you are struggling with your sense of self, with listening to your inner voice, with finding moments of joy, with feeling empowered, with really working with the infinite magic of the universe and just knowing yourself as a divine part of this universe, I have got something in there for you. There are over 200 meditations and visualizations, and these are tools that I use myself. I created them from years of researching not just spirituality, mindfulness, Buddhism, but also the psychology of the self, of researching the mind and neurons, and how can we rewire our mind in the fastest way possible, of trying to understand myself as a human in this world from many different angles of Eastern and Western. They are really unique. They are things that I really have spent over 10 years learning how to do in a way that I wanted to be powerful, peaceful, effective. It's the work that I have needed myself to help with my depression and my anxiety and my just often feeling of, like I said, wanting to retreat, wanting to hide, not feeling worthy of my own desires and of wanting to understand my worthiness and why I'm here. What is it that I have to share with this beautiful world? What is it that the divine creator of the universe put within me that I want to share and that I'm here to share? And so there's so much powerful stuff in there. It's only $5 per month to get access to all of these different meditations and visualizations of different lengths. So no matter how much time you have, you're going to find stuff that's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You can go on as deep of a journey as you feel called to each day. And every day you're going to feel yourself getting brighter, more energized, more in touch with your own self, more in touch with your own personal power, with what you are here to share and to do. And then tier two is all of my courses. It's such an incredible offering. Manifesting Magic, Empowering Visualizations, Act As If, Root Chakra Healing. There's so much good stuff in tier two, which is only $15. And you can cancel at any time, change tiers at any time. No commitment, no pressure. And right now I'm offering a 1 week free trial. And I say right now because I've had some technical issues with that. So I might need to take it off of there again. It's just, I keep having this problem with people not being able to sign up correctly. So hopefully the free trial is on there when you get to the page and you can just kind of check out everything that's in there. There's something in there for you that is going to light you up. That's the Healing Sanctuary, the membership. You will find the link in my episode notes, or you can find it by connecting with me on Instagram at meditate_with_Melissa. If this episode was helpful to you, please leave a rating. It really helps me to grow what I'm doing and to reach new people. Thank you again so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.